This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention. I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in the can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, more of Roseanne Lindsay, traditional naturopath, and her new book, Free Your Voice, Heal Your Thyroid, as well as we've got a question of the day related to homeopathy. I'll get into that. Nobody shall be bored to tears. It's just a segment, folks. You'll survive it. Also, we've got more discussion of food this hour. Also, the threat of glyphosate, the reality surrounding it, and another hashtag walkaway story from a guest that we've had, Nico LaHood, in San Antonio, a district attorney. We're going to talk about that as well. But first, Roseanne, food as medicine, medicine as food. You don't mention food at all in this book about the thyroid, do you?
Oh, no, just at least a chapter or so.
Yes.
No, it's very important, food.
Well, and that's the article that kind of stimulates that question. Our friends at Natural News have put up an article about food. And the article headline says, "What you eat can prevent, manage, or treat cancer and diabetes." Of course, if you label your food with the ability to do so, that food will be banned as an unapproved new drug by the Fear and Death Administration.
Yeah, well, I don't know how they can ban food. I mean, it's a fuel. It's what keeps us alive, and they need us to stay alive so they can, you know, use us for all the energy that we put out for them. So, I mean, it's a two-way street here. And the more we can bring food back to our own kitchens and our own gardens, the safer we'll be.
Yeah, researchers from Northwestern Polytechnical University in China, of all places, and the University of Agricultural Faisalabad, I can't say that right, in Pakistan, they discovered, imagine this, that a diet's composition affects the gut microbiota. Wow, who would have thought?
Well, yeah, you know, our soil, we just look at the soil to see that the same microbes that are in the soil, healthy soil that allows fertility for your gardens and your foods that you consume are the same microbiota that are in our guts. We share that. We're connected to our environment at that level. And so what we do to our microbes in the soil, we do to ourselves. And our microbes work with minerals. So it's so important to have the right minerals, which are found in the foods that we eat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And what they talk about is that you can select food based on its impact on the microbiome to eliminate certain disease manifestations. And this is where it gets dicey for our bureaucratic oligarchy, as Jonathan Emord says, because the moment you link a food to a disease state and you say, eating this food, and if you happen to sell that food, you're in trouble. Now you're selling what they call an unapproved new drug. I mean, this is the absurdity. I use that term purposefully, the absurdity under which we live with a government that says, well, food, yeah, we know it affects your health, but you can't say it.
Yeah, this is a danger in having them legislate the language. Like, they own the words now, and we have to be careful what we say. You know, we have to have a license to be able to say something about food because now they've usurped the term and made it their own. It's just crazy.
Well, how do we get beyond this crazy, Roseanne? I mean, you know, and part of it is, you know, your own research. You dug deep into this to heal your own thyroid, right? When you found unsatisfactory, to say the least, what modern medicine threw at you, and maybe even those that are holistically inclined couldn't do it either. You had to kind of step up and be your own healer, be your own doctor.
Yeah, that's my kind of tagline, is be your own healer, because that's what I learned. Whenever we're faced with a challenge, we can use that as an opportunity to find out who we really are and not let other people tell us who we are, which is what they're trying to do with the language. I mean, if we could just stop using words and just use imagery, they couldn't change anything, because you cannot change an image. You can change the meaning of words, but you can't change an image. So, you know, imaging is so important, and knowing that your body is able to heal itself and taking that on, that's very powerful.
Yeah, it is very powerful. And that's why, again, I'm so pleased that you put the book out there, because, Roseanne, goodness sake, I don't know a woman that I've met over the years that really has a fully functioning thyroid. We could say maybe similarly of men, but it seems to manifest more overtly in women.
Yeah, you know, what I learned is that it's not just a deficiency of iodine, which most of us now know. It goes to multiple levels. And even though I had corrected the physical thyroid at some point, you know, 6 months into my recovery, there was still this tickle in my throat that I talk about in the book. I couldn't clear my throat. And I had to go to the next level, which was the emotional level. And we need to understand our emotions are so integral to our health. We manifest physical from our energetic or emotional states. So, you know, like just like anger we can hold on to, we put that in the liver. We put these emotions in different parts of our body. And in the thyroid, that sits in the fifth chakra, which is our ability to communicate. And so women, I feel like, who feel like they're victims and are not using their voices to speak their truth, this is where the thyroid health comes in. So if you can step up and do something that you may be afraid to do, which is just voicing your opinion, you know, nobody else has to take your opinion on from themselves, just like you don't have to take their opinion on. But speaking your truth is helpful to your own healing.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, this is again, taking the healing to a place that you will rarely have ever go when you go to a medical physician, a doctor, right? The degree licensed medical professional, because they're not taught this. Now, it doesn't mean that a doctor can't go outside of that training and learn it. That happens, and we'll feature those kind of docs here on this show. But as a traditional naturopath, Roseanne, and shout out to our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health. I mean, I love it that Dr. Ravi, who was on the vaccine panel, I mean, he's a medical physicist and a PhD researcher, taking the step back into the natural realm and saying, you know, this is where the healing happens. And when you start linking, you know, again, the thyroid in women to the voice, or what you mentioned, which I also learned from my homeopathic mentor, the liver and the anger relationship. When you start detoxing the liver, it's like you're finding, well, what are these outbursts of anger? Why do I feel angry? It's like you've been storing it just like a physical toxin, emotional toxin. The liver tends to hold on to that. And this is insight that can help people navigate their healing path when they don't understand what's happening. And by and large, if you go to a doctor and get insight from them, the insight is not insight. It's a drug deficiency insight, which is no insight except induction of more disease.
Yeah, you know what, Ravi, bring him up. He was faced with a choice. He also was told that he needed to take a vaccine in order to continue to work there, and he said no. And so he made a choice to do something else. And so there's never a dead end in life. You always have choices, and especially for your health, that's usually what it comes down to, because you're here in this earth suit temporarily, and we're here to grow our soul. You know, I think it's soul evolution. It's the evolution of humanity through our own individual bodies, and it's reflected in the individual cells that we have in our microbes, down to our microbes. So it's all this fractal, you know, of from our microbes to our cells to us to our connections with other people. It's this evolution that we have to keep going, and we have the choice to say no to things that insult our souls. Just like the 5G rollout, we can say no, we can find ways around it, and we can prevent that from happening. We can grow humanity on a consciousness level that we're here to do.
Yeah, I always talk about out-creating the bad guys. You know, talk about co-creation. I like that. A lot of people are using that concept now. Because it can be an arrogant thing, the interpretation at least of it. Oh, I create this, I create that. I remember our buddy Liam Sheff, right? It was nice that we felt his presence at the conference. We had a lot of his posters there. But I mean, some of these things are limitations of language when we talk about creating our reality, right? How is it that we're not co-creating? Because we're sharing reality, are we not, with others, right? And some of that reality seems to be negative and damaging and disease causing. So how do we, in the midst of that, out-create that or co-create our way out of it? You know what I'm saying? These are dilemmas, and sometimes in communication and language.
Yes, we co-create with our relationships. So whether it's with your environment or with another person, you see your evolution playing out around you and your reflection. And people are reflections of us. Mm-hmm. And when two people come together, you know, when you face a block or something, it's going to come up. It's going to be ignited. And it's how you deal with that at the moment that is going to help your own evolution, as well as the evolution of that relationship. So it's always on multiple levels that we're healing and we're working on constantly. It's never just about us. Mm. It's so we don't create ourselves. We're always co-creating.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said that well. I love to clear that up because people misinterpret that all the time, or they mishear it or misunderestimate or misunderstand, whatever you want to say. See, language, it's fun. Roseanne, what about the concept of surrounding yourself with people that uplift you, that are energetically supportive? I mean, how many of us go through a lifetime trying to figure this thing out? Some people never do, right? You have these experiences in your life. You're with people and they denigrate you, even energetically, subtly. That's not overt, right? So how do we learn to surround ourselves with those people that are supportive?
Well, you know, that's a personal journey, and people will choose whether to stay with those people or not. And it's basically how much you can tolerate on a physical but also on a soul level, because people will stay in relationships that are abusive because they're getting something out of it. That's the only reason they'll stay. But once you stop finding something that you need out of it, you'll move on.
I think of it, this relationship comes to mind with my mentor in homeopathy. He was very abusive, much like Dr. Gonzalez and Dr. Kelly. We talked about Dr. Kelly was very abusive, but he stuck it out as I did, not because I wanted abuse, but because what was so important and valuable that I perceived about the knowledge, the information, the healing that would have been lost. Right. But in terms of relationship, you talk about the thyroid and women in particular in abusive relationships, personal marriages, things like that. Can we see them as similar in terms of there's something that we found we got out of it? You know, I can see it in my relationship with my mentor. But how do you describe it for women in abusive relationships?
Well, I mean, this is a world of duality. It's, everything's polar. Cause and effect, and it's not extreme. I like to say it's not extremes. It's not black and white or up and down or abuser and abusee. It's all a continuum. So it's degrees on a continuum, and we have to figure out that, you know, it's understanding that, you know, you're learning as you go, and at some point you just choose not to have that reflection anymore. You know,
right.
You've learned what you need to learn.
Beautiful. And you forgive yourself if you have any harboring, you know, emotions that keep you attached to it, do you not?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Forgiveness is critical, as is self-love.
Wisdom from Roseanne Lindsay. Appreciate you so much, Roseanne. Thank you for giving us some bonus time today.
I appreciate you too, Robert. You're welcome.
All right. We got a lot more healing heading into the weekend. I am uplifted. I hope you are too. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health. And Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Super Don, it was awesome that Roseanne could spend so much time with us today. She just always brings it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not every day that we get to spend that much time with her, so it was cool that she can hang out for a while longer than normal.
Yes, and I encourage everybody, please do take advantage of the real.video link of the vaccine panel from the Trinity Conference. That was one of the more profound discussions on vaccine issues that has ever happened. I mean, there's so many different angles, but in an organic, unscripted conversation, I think folks will learn a lot, and I encourage you to go there. So it's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Y'all check it out. Check it out. So what do we got to do now, Super Don? What do we got going on here today?
Well, how about we answer a listener's question?
Sounds good.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. This question of the day. Who said? Oh, Jen. Jen sent this in. This is an interesting one because it relates to homeopathy. Super Don, I might have to go all, what do they call it, hocus pocus? What do you call it when I have to do Latin-named remedies?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter on you. Because this could be upsetting because there's a religious element to this question or comment that I find fascinating, but also annoying. Not Jen. Jen, who answers this question, asks this question, not annoying at all. I just want to, all right, let me just get to it, right? Robert, just get to it. Homeopathic suggestions for muscle connective tissues. I've had my chiropractor adjust my shoulder, which has been bothering me since July. He says it's non-adjustable and thinks it's a muscle issue. Willing to try anything. Okay. You asked for a homeopathic suggestion. Whenever there's a shoulder issue, and I'm not your chiropractor. I don't know enough details, but I'm gonna make a leap here because you asked the question, Jen. If you've got a recurrent issue that they keep adjusting and it keeps bothering you, that tells me you have liver congestion. Yes, love your liver. And remember, on the right side of your body, if it is, because you didn't indicate whether it was right or left side in the shoulder, but if it is right-sided, it tends to indicate the liver, especially if it's between your shoulder blades on the back, sort of the top end there. It's the top end of your liver. We call that the chelidonium point. Super Don, have you ever heard me say, you have heard me say that.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Since I've heard chelidonium.
The chelidonium point. And it's the top of your liver. It's congestion. And I've had that experience where I've had a congested liver. I'd done something, exposed to something that was like, oh, I put a stress on my liver and I can't. And you can't adjust it. I mean, you keep trying. And it's just sore. And you didn't do a muscle pull, right? That's what it sounds like here. So my first indication would be do a dose of chelidonium. And that's a homeopathic remedy. It's a celandine plant, and that will trigger, you know, the liver to do its job, and you'll find it will dissipate. Now, even if it's not that, the fact that you do a liver remedy, like a polycrest for the liver, I call that a remedy that has many actions, a polycrest. You could do bryonia, you could do nux vomica, but chelidonium indicated here, that might take care of it for you. Now, if it is truly a connective tissue disorder, of course, we talk about silica. The homeopathic form of silica is silicea, silicea. But there may be others involved in, you know, pains and, you know, arnica montana, of course, if it truly is a muscle issue or a muscle pull or strain, arnica is always your go-to homeopathic remedy. If it's more nerve pain, then you would do hypericum perforatum, that's St. John's wort, in homeopathic form. Now, you guys and gals, you're going to have to, if you don't do homeopathy yet, you're going to have to rewind and play it back. I'm sorry, but I can't spend a lot of time spelling every word or else we'll run out of time. So if you have back pain, there are other remedies like guaiacum. There's also eupatorium perf. There's also calicarbonicum. I mentioned nux vomica, which is a liver polycrest, also works with the stomach, and Sabina. These are all muscle strain-related back pains, connective tissue. Okay, there are back pains associated with the kidneys, right, mid-back. Then, and I'm not sure this is that, but cantharis and berberis are always indicated. But remember, bryonia is a liver polycrest always. And any type of connective tissue disorder, rheumatism, arthritis related, is rust toxicodendron. Rust tox is poison ivy. Okay? But remember, if it is connective tissue, silica or silicon, get the Alta Silica, do the silicon challenge, Jen. Do 3 tablets 4 times a day for a couple of weeks, and you should be out of the pain at that point. Hopefully it will have rebuilt. Now, having said that, Super Don, it gets interesting. Jen says, I also want to share with you this. While debating with fellow Christians if homeopathy and quote-unquote alternative medicine is of God, here's what my dad says, Jen says. I refuse to worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. So if you get challenged by a Christian who says homeopathy is not of God, it's of the devil, you just say, well, listen, you can believe what you want to believe, but I refuse to worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. I think that's totally cool that her dad says that. And it's indicative that we're reframing the debate. We're actually grabbing the things that, you know, of course, modern medicine, the mainstream medicine, it is a violation of the First Amendment, and that's all I can say at this point. But thank you. Thank you, Jen, for saying that. You guys are awesome. Your whole family watching the show. I appreciate you. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
The Senate on Saturday will vote on a motion to proceed with the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. That's according to Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn. There will also be a supplemental background investigation into the sexual assault allegations made against Kavanaugh. Stephen Mulroy is a former federal prosecutor. He talks about what is all entailed in this FBI investigation.
They probably would want to do some document review, you know, look to see at the calendar or any other corroborating information that might exist. Mm-hmm. It's possible this could be done in a week. You know, I think it's a question of the availability of people, like the FBI said.
Honda is recalling 1.4 million cars as it tries to fix an ongoing issue with airbag inflators and software glitches involving rear cameras. If you own a Honda, you can schedule a free repair at an authorized dealership as soon as possible. You're listening to USA Radio News.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A social media company knew that data was the currency of the digital economy. But when it came to monetizing it, they were being shortchanged. So CDW orchestrated a data fabric solution from NetApp, creating a hybrid cloud to help them move data faster, innovate quicker, and make decisions stronger. Data flexibility by NetApp, IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/netapp. CDW, people who get it.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Super Don, I ran out of time in that question of the day. It kind of got long because I got kind of carried away with my homeopathic remedies. I'm sorry.
you were Harry Pottering
all over the place. And the thing is, I am not dissing anybody of Christian beliefs. You know that. Many of our listeners have just deep, strong convictions. That is not my point in bringing that up from Jen about the Christian thing. But there have been times that people have said to me, Robert, that homeopathy you do is just, it's kind of voodoo, and I don't like it. Remember when they said, you know, I was the witch doctor of health talk radio, right? We played up on that.
Oh, yeah, that was years ago. Yeah.
But here, you know, I step back and it's like funny that she mentions that her dad said, now I don't know if she was saying it about her his daughter, right? When he said, I don't worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Because if there's anything that is more closely akin to what I would call demonic medicine, it would be modern medicine. S-I-N, emphasis. You've heard Chris Barr talk about it that way, and Rebecca Carley, Dr. Carley as well. And why do I say that? Just step back and look at the death. If you believe in a culture of life, right? If you have a religious conviction that I believe in preserving life, right? And you look at modern medicine, and you realize it's the third leading cause of death, maybe actually the first. Hundreds of thousands of people die needlessly early due to modern medical interventions. And you're telling me homeopathy, which has never been proven to kill one person in the history of homeopathy? You know, I weigh that out and go, which is more, you know what I'm saying, Christian or unchristian, if we get into that tech. And I know it's fraught with danger to talk about this, Super Don, but I really, I don't have a lot of patience or tolerance for people to say homeopathy is demonic. Listen, Hahnemann himself was a very religious Christian man, and he actually succussed remedies on the Bible. Now, I'm not saying that to convince anybody. I'm just going, all right, let's look at rate of death. Which causes death? Homeopathy, allopathic medicine. Okay, right. No question. So, anyway, I don't know. You usually have good insight on that, too.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's just one of those things where it's like I totally understand your opinion. To have that conversation with some people would be no big deal. Other people, you know, they do. They have very strong feelings. I mean, it's like trying to talk politics with people.
Right. But I like throwing it back in their face. Well, I don't worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism.
Well, look, there's nothing wrong with challenging people's ideas or their thoughts. You know, that used to be an okay thing.
Right.
I ran into a situation last night. It's funny. This kind of reminds me.
Yeah.
I was on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a friend of ours. I don't know if I should throw the name out there or not.
You don't have to. You can keep it anonymous. That's okay.
Somebody we both know that is very left-leaning.
Okay.
And I got blocked last night, man.
Oh, no.
I got blocked by this person. I didn't even say anything. He got into this like conversation with another person that we both know.
Okay.
And about this Kavanaugh thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they had differing opinions, and all I did was, as they were going back and forth, I'm kind of just a turd sometimes, and so I put an animated GIF.
Okay.
That's it. I didn't even put any words.
Mm-hmm.
It was an animated GIF of, have you seen that one of Michael Jackson who's like sitting in the theater eating popcorn?
Yes.
But that's all I did.
That's it.
And it was just kind of like, hey, I'm just sitting here to watch the comments.
That was it?
And he blocked me.
For that?
For that.
Oh, my God.
It's just like, come on. There's
really?
Nothing wrong with challenging opinions, you know, or at least having the conversation, whether it's about politics or it's about religion.
Right,
you know, I mean, come on. Can't we all get along?
I'm with you. You know that. We have these discussions here on this show. And, you know, some people might get offended from time to time. It's not our intent to do so, even though Super Don might intend to offend a little bit just for fun. But, no, I mean, it's all in good fun also in the fact that, you know, Michael Jackson in that image is like just intensely watching a battle.
Yeah.
You're interested. You're like, it's intriguing, right? Yeah, so that's okay.
Now, it might have also had something to do with the fact that earlier in the day, I put up a picture that made that, what's her name? Christine Blasey Ford.
Right, yeah.
I put it side by side between her and Garth from Wayne's World.
Oh, no.
Because they look very similar to each other.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, well,
maybe
that
explains it
now. Maybe. All right, so they tied the two events together, even though technically they were independent of one another.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go into something of consequence here, and this relates to the more and more revelations on the dangers of glyphosate, and also the deception out there in the marketing of products as natural or even organic. Now, there's a place called Pret-a-Manger. Pret-a-Manger, I think it's French for what? I don't know. Eat the manger? I don't know what that... you have to look it up, Sue Superdon.
Is that French?
I think it's French, yeah. So if you do a Google translation, we'll find out. I'm French deficient. But they found that this it's a bakery kind of... You go in, I think it's on every street corner in New York City, in fact. They've recently been sued by a bunch of nonprofits over their deceptive practice of saying, we've got natural and organic products here. And when they were analyzed, when they were tested, they were found that they were loaded with glyphosate. Testing positive for glyphosate, that's in Roundup, of course, the weed killer. And the lawsuit is charging that PRET, as they're calling it, exploits consumers' preferences and willingness to pay more for products marketed as natural. So when they say PRET's food is free of synthetic pesticides, right, they expect it to be, and you find out there's glyphosate in it. This is much like, you know, you go to Quaker oatmeal or whatever, you know, all those oats, like those granola bars that they found that were soaked in glyphosate. They're, well, these are all natural, right? But they're soaked in glyphosate. That's deception. Now, even if they didn't know, now that they do know, they should have now said, well, we're not really all that natural. But apparently, these nonprofits are you know, putting the screws to them at this point. That's good. I want people to know. I want informed decision making, like we talked about on the vaccine issue. So do we have a translation on Pret-a-Manger?
Yeah, we're kind of mispronouncing it, too.
Because, I'm sure we are.
It, the translation is ready to eat.
Ready to eat.
Oh. And I don't
Mange,
know.
Mange, isn't it?
If you can hear this, let me see if I can get this to. This is how you're supposed to pronounce it.
Okay.
Pret-a-Manger.
Pret-a-Manger. I can't even begin to try that, but I did. So it's American style Pret-a-Manger.
Yes. Pret-a-Manger.
Ready to
That's
eat.
Right.
Yeah, well, it may be ready to eat, but it's coming with glyphosate. Do you want it? It's a chelator, antibiotic. It punches holes in your gut, and I don't like the deceptive practices. Ronnie Cummins from the Organic Consumers Association, he says Pret knows consumer perception is that food described as natural is quantitatively better because consumers believe natural implies the absence of synthetic chemicals. We believe companies should not be allowed to mislead consumers in this way. And this is where government is falling down on whatever job it has to protect the public, right? Oh, we'll protect the consumer. Really? What does natural mean? I don't know. It means anything they want. You could just label it, and it could have glyphosate in it. I don't think so. So we have links up in the show notes. You check it out. And more, this is coming out in the wash, not in the mainstream media unless they're forced to cover it. And I guess we have an opportunity to bust Monsanto once more as they're enveloped by Bayer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Guess who's busted?
B-U-S-T-E-D-U-R. I don't want to put the hurt on you. But you better believe it when I tell you that I finally got the dirt on you.
Now you go to jail and marry big smelly man.
Yay. Hey, Bayer, who took over Monsanto, the demon spawn of IG Farben. In Nazi Germany time, Bayer has, they're having a lot of trouble defending Roundup weed killer, even though they kind of, well, look at the peer-reviewed literature, it's on our side, Super Don, it says it's safe. Well, apparently another academic journalist busted Monsanto because the conflicts of interest were not accurately reported, apparently, in the critical reviews in toxicology. A correction was issued in this journal. And it analyzed the health risks of that chemical or chemicals in general, but the specific thing, Roundup or glyphosate, and found out that, Monsanto had its fingerprints all over this journal article that said it's safe. Busted. Busted, my friends, right? They said, oh, we didn't have anything to do with it. Conflicts of interest are real, folks. And if you cover them up and you hide them, normally, like, remember Brian Hooker? He had the audacity to rework some of the numbers on, the danger of these vaccines, the MMR vaccine and risks of autism. And they said that journal article was retracted because he apparently had some vague conflict of interest, which really wasn't. They actually pulled the article. Here you have an overt conflict of interest where they said Monsanto barely had anything to do with it. Maybe a little, an image here or something. Now, they actually were engaged in formatting and massaging and doing all this stuff. And the only thing that this journal article did was say, we're going to put, what was this warning? How did they write this warning? It was like...
Oh, there's a word for it. It's like a... It's kind of like a warning or a... They were admonished or something, you know, like that. So they're not like retracting anything.
Here's what it is, Super Don. This is Orwell speak, Orwellian.
Yes.
It's an expression of concern. We're issuing can you hear George Carlin right now? It's an expression of concern. I wish he were alive today because he would just be all over this, right? But there was really nothing but, well, with Brian Hooker, a great article reworking the numbers. Not in a conflict of interest sort of way like the CDC does, and they pull the paper. In this case, we're just going to express a little bit of concern.
You got some concern. Right. And the reason they give here for the expression of concern is that, you know, the authors have been unable to provide an adequate explanation to why the required level of transparency was not met on the first submission. Yeah,
I'm telling you, good day for Monsanto, good day to be Bayer, right?
Right.
Busted. And it's getting worse. Glyphosate now linked to bee deaths. right?
Oh, yeah. I saw that earlier in the week.
Yeah. Research broadens concerns over the impact of the world's most common weed killer, according to the Nick Karn report. We have this linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It's getting better and better and better. The findings published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, that's no slouch journal, folks, they exposed honeybees to glyphosate at levels known to occur in crop fields, yards, and roadsides. 3 days later, they observed that the insects had significantly reduced gut microbiotas. Again, destruction on the microbiome.
And listen, this is important because a lot of the other studies that they have poo-pooed and they go, oh, well, you know, whatever, you know, they will say that, oh, well, the amount of glyphosate that you expose these bees to was way above and beyond anything that they would be exposed to. So in this particular case, they did something very specific, which was making sure that they were exposed to the amount that they would be normally exposed to in the environment. And this is a very important finding here.
Right.
Because we're losing the bees. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And folks, Monsanto has expressed no concern, talking about expression of concern, over this publicly. And, I think Bayer is just saying, no, we're fine. We're good. You know, as more and more court cases are going to be rolling in about this, deception, most like the deception of Pret-a-Manger, which I can't say properly. Make fun of me all you want. It's okay. About the glyphosate that they've hidden. Folks, we got a lot more healing to do and to really recover from the damage caused by glyphosate. You're going to have to work your little tushies off, your gastrointestinal system off. Keep paying attention here. And remember, in Unlock the Power to Heal, one of the fastest ways to restore integrity to the home for the microbiome is the Silver Aloe Protocol. Go get Unlock the Power to Heal on this break and get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. We'll be back after this with another hashtag walkaway story.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to getthetea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Health
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, wrapping it up here as we're heading into the weekend on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And Super Don, you did really well considering your grandkids been on your lap the entire show. I have to say I'm impressed.
Yeah, she's not here at the moment, but we did start off the show that way.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit out of practice, but the whole multitasking thing with kids is, I don't miss it.
Well, listen, I'm impressed with your bouncing and taking the audio, making it sound so good. So, and Super Don, you do sound better still a little bit every day, and I'm glad because you were under the weather for the last week. And
the energy level is back.
Yeah.
And that is what was really lacking for most of that period of time.
You know, no, you are not one of those wimpy men that kind of lays in bed and goes, oh, woe is me, take care. I'm impressed because I probably would have been in bed going, I can't do the show at Super Don.
The fan flu.
Right?
Yes. But,
yeah, Super Don, you're my champion. You're my hero. Listen, we got to wrap it up here. Real quick, upcoming events are in the show notes as with everything else. Please link and share. The first one coming up is, before we know it, October 11, 12, 13. On the 12th of October, Dallas, Texas, IAACN Scientific Symposium. We'll be speaking on silver and infectious disease. Then later in the month, October 19th through the 22nd, the International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress. A great opportunity to learn all y'all who are Trinity graduates or are going to be. This is a great opportunity to be in Orlando that weekend. Right after that, for all of my health food store friends out there on the east coast of Florida, Gut Health and the Use of Silver for Immune Support, Tuesday, October 23rd at Peggy's Natural Foods in Stuart, Florida. And then Wednesday, October 24th, Toonies in Coral Springs. Again, gut health, immune health, all of that fun stuff. So keep checking back there for updates in the show notes. Also in the show notes, our final story here relates to the hashtag walkaway campaign, sort of unofficially. Our friend Nico LaHood, who has a child that was injured by vaccines, he was also featured in The Truth About Vaccines, a good guy, a district attorney. He was defeated in the Democratic primary for DA because, well, the political left has taken over there. And he said, I've had it. I've had enough. The Democratic Party has been co-opted and captured. And he's not even going to say, he says, I'm not going to say the party left me, but it's been hijacked. He said it. But Hood said a far-left faction within the party has taken over. He noted that he feels contrasting opinions are no longer welcome within the party. This is kind of your point, Super Don. You know, it's one thing to have disagreements, but it's another to be completely ostracized because you don't agree lockstep with everybody in your party. And that's apparently where the Democrats are now, far-left liberal, not classical liberal like Nico LaHood is, I perceive, to where he's like, I'm done. A hashtag walk away.
Yeah, it sucks, man. It does. It's just the way things are so polarized right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it before. And I'm hoping, and I assume, you know, things go in cycles.
Yeah.
That things will get better at some point. But, you know, right now, you're right. I mean, it's just, you're either, you know, it's either you're with us or you're against us, right?
Yeah. Everybody's being played. And I say everybody in a loose proverbial sense because, Super Don, you're not being played. I think I'm played. There are a lot of folks out there in this audience that aren't being played. But, yeah, we have an inclination to have beliefs that may be more conservative or more liberal or classical liberal. You got to determine it. You know, Nico considered himself a blue dog Democrat, and there's no room for that anymore in the Democrat Party, apparently. This is something that they play the left versus the right against the middle, and this is where they synthesize you into something else. And so be careful because they're playing on your fears and your anger and all of those lower base emotions, so you can't think clearly and say, you know what's the difference between right and wrong, not left and right, and then move forward there and elucidate or actually articulate in a way that you can bring people over to your side, or if they disagree, they can disagree in an agreeable way, which apparently is not allowed anymore.
No, it's not. And I, like I said, I don't want to sound like a doom and gloom, you know, like, oh, we're all going to die. But it's very discouraging right now to see, you know, the sort of thing where people who got along and maybe disagreed about other things now can't seem to do that and even remain, you know, friends.
I can say I don't particularly care for what it's doing, but it's not different. I mean, there was evidence of this in the founding of this country, so I'm not going to say it's totally different, but they are taking it to new heights or new depths, if you will, this art form of the Hegelian dialectic. And like I said about the Kavanaugh thing, you can love or hate Kavanaugh. I would say it would be more appropriate to do so based on his constitutional positions, not on whether there's a 30-year claim of something that can't be proven or disproven. That's where you're being played. Folks, stick with the Constitution. And if we can get back to it, we'll be okay. If we abandon it, yeah, all bets are off. We'll see. You're going to need a lot of Arnica Montana from the bruises you get after the battles ensue. We don't want that. All right, with that, we're going to wrap it up, heading the weekend. Thank you to Roseanne Lindsay once again. Super Don, you're my champion, you're my hero, and appreciate all y'all out there for sharing the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.